Well, the comment period for USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service proposed rule for animal disease traceability continues. Georgia State veterinarian Dr. Carter Black said this is something we need.
We're now tagging cattle at first points of concentration. Only those cattle that are going through the chutes for preg checks and things like that are receiving a metal ID tag. So we will have some degree of traceability on some of our cattle that are moving. Of course, with market prices being what it's been, well, a lot of these cattle are going on to slaughter, but that's something we don't know before the sale. So, but that's some of the things that we're trying to do, and we feel like it is important, and hopefully this thing will stay on track this time.
He said there are still diseases which make this even more important, like the recent scare with TB.
We had a little scare here in Georgia. We got an animal that came from the Indiana break, and luckily we found the animal, got the animal bought, and he was negative, but it always makes us a little uneasy about those kind of things, and this is one of the big reasons that we need better traceability.
Dr. Black wants to remind livestock producers across Georgia the proposed animal disease traceability rule comment period ends November 9th. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.